This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Corruption in public contracting alone is costing Tunisia nearly $1 billion a year, according to the head of the anti-corruption agency. Israel backtracked on an agreement negotiated 17 months ago to allow an egalitarian prayer area at the Western Wall in Jerusalem where men and women could pray together and non-Orthodox rituals could be practiced. Billionaire and former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, is announcing a $200 million program for mayors to back innovative programs and provide cities a more national voice. 100 school districts and charter school networks in 32 states, particularly California, Florida, Iowa, New York, Minnesota, and North Carolina, are promoting integration by taking socioeconomic status into account as they assign children to schools compared to districts, only two districts who did so 20 years ago. 10 state government websites were hacked by a group displaying a pro-Islamic state message saying, "You will be held accountable, Trump, you and all your people, for every drop of blood flowing in Muslim countries." Earthquakes, previously unknown, are shaking up houses and communities in the Netherlands near a giant gas field run by Exxon and Shell. Google has refused to turn over 19 years of pay data from more than 21,000 employees for a routine Labor Department audit of its pay practices after an initial review in 2015 found systemic compensation disparities against women pretty much across the entire workforce. More than $1 billion that Mozambique raised in international markets can't be accounted for by the state-owned companies that benefited from the funds, according to an audit posted on the Attorney General's website. The Employee Rights Act, which Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah is expected to reintroduce and which Republican Phil Rowe of Tennessee reintroduced last month in the House, would require unions to conduct more frequent recertification elections, allow union members to withhold that portion of their dues that doesn't pay for collective bargaining, and determine the winner in union elections based not on a majority of votes cast, but on whether the union won a majority of all affected workers, i.e. including non-voters. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.